We're joined by a new guest on the airwaves today, folks. We've got Lacey Coates speaking to us. She's a Bowman County Veterans Service Officer with the Bowman County Veterans Services Office. So first off, thanks for coming on with us. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me today.
Absolutely. And you've got an event coming up there in Bowman on June 14th, Flag Day, coming right around the corner here. Sooner than you know it, it'll be right upon us here. And would you mind letting us know what you got going on there on the 14th?
Yeah, we're really excited to invite the public to attend our Bowman Area Veteran Wall Dedication Ceremony, which is going to be on Flag Day, so Sunday, June 14th at 1 o'clock at our veteran area at the Bowman County Courthouse in Bowman. And it's important to us because the Veteran Wall is a tribute to all of the brave men and women from our local service area who have served in the armed forces. And we want to make sure to remember and dedicate their service and sacrifice as well.
And boy, so this project has been a thing since, by my notes, 2006 was when this wall was begun. Am I correct with that information there, Lacey?
Yep, that's correct. Yep, there was a private individual who had funded the original wall, and it was dedicated at Bowman Centennial in 2007 at that time. And since the original wall dedication, there have been so many more service member names that have been submitted that we felt now was a good time to add a second additional wall to our current wall that will feature more area service members. And so we are adding about an extra 1,600 names in addition to the current 512 that are on the existing wall right now.
That is pretty impressive, more than doubling the amount of folks that are being recognized on that wall. So it's a pretty big deal.
It is. And, you know, between Southwest North Dakota, Southeast Montana, and even Northwest South Dakota, we just have so many of our communities have so many deep connections, and we have family members that either maybe once resided in Bowman County and now reside in Fallon County or vice versa. And so just in our service area and the surrounding service area, we have so many ties. And so we wanted to be able to help spread the word and invite any veterans or their family members from across different towns or neighborhoods, or even if they were, you know, a past classmate or a lifelong friend. We wanted to make sure that everyone is aware of the Veteran Wall dedication and know that they're invited and welcome to join us.
Awesome. And again, this is at 1 p.m. June 14th at the courthouse in Bowman. If you know where Bowman Motor Vehicle or the County Recorder is, that's the building you're looking for right out front there. And we're speaking to Lacey Coates, the Bowman County Veteran Service Officer, about this wall dedication coming up. And what's that afternoon going to look like? Do you have an agenda kind of pinged out? Some speakers going to be taking place there?
Yep, we're going to have a few different speakers, some individuals that are going to come and perform some music for us as well. And then we'll do the ceremony, a ribbon cutting, and then there will be a social afterwards for people to be able to visit and mingle. And hopefully it'll be a good chance for us to honor veterans, honor some Gold Star family members if they're able to be in attendance, and just other individuals within the community who have ties to a veteran or current service member right now.
All right. And so one more time, that is June 14th. And Ms. Coates, do you have anything that you'd like the folks to know otherwise about what Bowman County Veterans Services Office has going on before I cut you loose here?
Yeah, absolutely. We have, our office does service any area veteran who is looking to get benefits or even their survivors and family members. There's a wide variety of benefits that are available to both veterans and potentially their survivors as well. So if there are veterans in our listening area or surviving spouses in the listening area and they are not in receipt of any benefits and that veteran or spouse has served during a wartime period, it would be a great thing for them to be able to get in touch with a county veteran service office to see what benefits that they might be entitled to as well. Because in addition to doing this wall, that's my primary position, is to help veterans get benefits, whether it's service connection, health care benefits from the VA, home loan benefits, education. There's a wide variety of things. And I truly think there's a lot of people in our general area who just aren't aware of all of the benefits that are potentially available to either a current veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran. And so just to help spread the word about some of the benefits that are available to those qualifying individuals as well.
Absolutely. Well, we sure appreciate your work helping folks be aware of what's available to them out there. And I'll link your information to this interview. We'll have it up on radiobaker.com. So, folks, you can find links to Mrs. Coates' information in the Bowman County Veterans Services Office. We'll have their website and their numbers linked up there. And, well, Mrs. Coates, thanks a bunch for letting us know what you have going on. And we'll probably see you on June 14th.
Perfect. Thank you so much for having me today. I really appreciate you helping me spread the word about the upcoming wall dedication.